This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. Delighted to actually catch Chef Bud for a conversation because he's really running everywhere you want to be. He recently opened Rev. That's a signature restaurant at Hotel Madeline in Mountain Village, where he is the chef de cuisine. Holiday week, July 4th, this week, he'll be hosting a Books and Cooks, two of them, one at the library featuring the pastry chef from La Marmotte and a second up in Mountain Village on July 3rd. And then next week, and this is the subject of our conversation, he is leading a class called Sumptuous Summer Grilling for Telluride's AHA School for the Arts. Bud, thanks for taking time out of that schedule to join me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So how and when did you become interested in food preparation? Do you come from a family of foodies?
Not necessarily restaurant people, but foodies. Food and eating and things has always been really important to my family. Us all sitting down at the dinner table is always really important. And I spent a lot of time as a child camping on the beach in Mexico. And we would crab and make things with crabs and fish and cook fish on the beach. And I've just, since a very, very young child, I've always loved cooking over a campfire.
Great. Thanks. Then, did you go on to hone your skills at a cooking school, or did you learn it all on the job?
I learned it all on the job. I cooked all through college. I actually started cooking in high school, and then I cooked all through college and decided that, the kitchen was the place for me, and I called around and got a job at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort in Tucson, Arizona, and just fell in love with doing it, full-time, passionately, and I was in the right place at the right time. I got very lucky, and I've just been plowing forward and all over the place ever since.
And now let's bring Telluride into the picture. What brought you here?
Along with camping on the beach, we would spend a lot of time skiing up here when I was growing up. We would have a family trip and just a boys' trip many times a year, and I've liked Telluride since I was a little kid, and I was, ready to make a change in a job and looked Telluride up, and here I am. 11 years ago, my wife and I just decided to move to Telluride and see what we thought.
So you got here, and you fairly quickly started setting the world on fire. You established, for example, one of the most popular programs at the library, Books and Cooks. How did that come about?
It was Food Week at the elementary school, and one of my children's teachers asked me, hey, would you be interested in doing something for Food Week? And I said, definitely. I love teaching. I love, getting kids excited about food. And we came up with the idea to do one of the dishes that my children love, and which is peanut butter and jelly crepes. My wife grew up on them. It's a recipe actually from my mother-in-law. And we set up in the kitchen with some little burners, and we made peanut butter and jelly crepes and talked about them and had fun with the whole second grade class. It was great. Scott was watching and thought, this could be a permanent program at the library, and it's gone crazy ever since.
Yeah, I think this is, 5 years later?
Yeah. We've had 123 people out of Books and Cooks.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been really fun. It's been totally organic. It wasn't planned. It just kind of accidentally happened to all of us, and it's just grown and grown and grown. We've had people travel here from, from California and Arizona that wanted to do it, and it's just been a really fun community thing.
So now, let's go back up to Mountain Village and Rev. What do you have in store for the summer at Rev?
It's great. It's fun. We just opened. Really liking the menu. It's a feel good menu. Lots of great local bright produce. Same with the proteins. I wrote a menu that I wanted people to feel good when they were done eating. I want them to still want a little bit more and love it and leave feeling full and satisfied, but not weighted down. It's a fun menu. It's very, very local. We partnered up with a gentleman named Ole Bai who travels to all the small ranches and farms that can't make it to the farmer's market, and he's bringing it up to the restaurants, and it's really grown, and we have all this great access to local ingredients this year, and it's a lot of fun.
Great. But where does grilling fit into the picture? Your resume, including your latest gig at Rev, seems more formal than what grilling suggests. So is it?
My training certainly is. You know, I've done pretty classically French food through my path, and, you know, that's something that I like to do when I'm not at work. I think grilling is a lot of fun. I loved it when I was a kid. My family loves it. In the summertime, it's a great way to not heat up the house. It doesn't dirty very many dishes. Something is just magical about hanging out in the, you know, outside or on the grill, and there's so many fun things you can do on the grill. You know, I think most people think about grilling burgers and steaks and chicken and things on the grill, but I mean, it's limitless. Well, you can grill pizzas and vegetables and desserts, and it's just, I've always loved cooking over a fire.
Wonderful. So what should attendees to Sumptuous Grilling expect to take away from the class?
Just, you know, a kind of just general foundation of it all. You know, why we want to cook over coals if we can. Why, you know, what's the benefits of cooking over gas if you have a gas grill? How you can smoke with a gas grill without, you know, with wood chips, not being able to put them in the coals. Good tools. You know, I'll bring all my fun grilling gadgets that I have, you know, things that you can use to make it easier and more fun. And you just kind of just show everyone all the little tricks that I've kind of been honing on my whole life and just make it fun and simple and delicious.
Where will this take place?
It will be at the Village Table, which is a new restaurant up in Mountain Village. The chef owner there, Johnny Girona, has been nice enough to let us use his kitchen for all of the classes, and it's a beautiful space. He's got a great little patio outside, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. This has been Susan Vibrock. Tell you right inside and out. Lucky to nab a conversation with Chef Bud because he's really on the run. And next week, following holiday week, he is teaching a class for the AHA School for the Arts in Sumptuous Summer Grilling. Bud, thanks again for taking time out of your schedule.
It's a pleasure.